Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Cashbontis Neil Prendeville at Red FM. Cora O'Brien.
Text 0868104106. Pick up the phone on 0818104106. Well, I was reading out some topics from the papers yesterday. There was one particular one that was interesting because it had to do with the World Hobby Horse Championships that happen on an annual basis. And I was thinking about that and chatting about it because we all, as children, of course, maybe fashioned an old horse's head. Usually it was actually, if you didn't have a horse's head to fashion, you just used the brush or the broom, what have you. But there was a lot of criticism of a particular parent. And that's why it made the newspapers, saying, you know, many people saying that this isn't a real sport. And as a parent, you should be ashamed of yourself. And her daughter was getting an awful lot of grief off it about it. But it got me thinking about it more. And then out of the blue, Aisling got in touch with regards to hobby horsing because her daughter does it and loves it. So let's just chat a little bit more about that. Aisling, good morning. I believe your daughter's 10 today, Amber, is she?
She's 10 today.
Happy birthday to her. So where is Monterey Pet Resort?
Oh, we're just outside Yall.
Okay.
So we're just outside Yall in County Cork.
Okay, yeah. So what you got, it's a pet resort, a dog park, a nursery, and a hotel.
Yeah.
Is it a human hotel or is it a pet hotel?
It's a pet hotel exclusively for dogs.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Please tell me about hobby horsing.
Okay, hobby horsing. Like I'm kind of as new as a parent to this now as anything, right? So my daughter has been doing it, like I'd say we're going on maybe now a year of just like adores it. And it wasn't until I heard when you were speaking about it yesterday, when you were chatting about it, that there was a mum that had gotten criticism and things like that about it.
Bad mother, realized, yeah. Well, you remember what you tell people about the criticism you got. Go ahead.
So it was the lady that got in contact with you was saying that she got criticism from the lady that you were talking about in the newspaper that got criticism about her child. So it just that's what made me contact was to say that like there's a whole load of people in here out here in Ireland that their kids are hobby horsing. Like it's and I didn't realise that it was such a big thing until I kind of hear it more and I'm like, geez, like my daughter absolutely loves it. So the point that I'm trying to make is that like the fact that there is criticism out there, I just wanted to reach out just to say to that mum that there's so many people out there that love it and so many children out there that love it.
Okay, there's a World Hobby Horsing Championships.
Yeah, and I didn't know about that. That's what I was saying. My message was that where did she compete and where did she go? Because it's still kind of new here in Ireland.
Okay. So
there's not that much.
Describe actually what a hobby horse is then. Because I was trying to describe it yesterday as just the horse's head on a stick or a pole or something. I want to do justice.
Yeah, so the design used to be, that's what it used to be, right? It was a kind of a basic head on a stick. It was kind of a small head, like the function of the kind of hobby horse was quite different a good couple of years ago. Now it's a lot more updated. So the horse's head is quite more realistic and it's quite larger. So the hair on it now is quite like well designed. So there's a lot more to the hobby horse today than there was back in the day, say, when we all had really, really small kids and us even as kids that were using them. So there's kind of a lot more design in it now. You can get them kind of very luxurious. So you can plait their hair and you can brush them and you can get all the accessories.
Are there reins on it?
Yes, you can get your bridle, you can get your reins, you can get fly mask. All I'm learning all these things,
okay.
But you can get everything you need. So you can get everything you need for it for a hobby horse now. So it looks kind of, it's a lot more realistic today. And then there's a little bit more weight in it, which is why there has to be a technique now with actually using it because there's a little bit more weight in it and you're using it like kids, like the technique to use it alone is unbelievable. Like for kids to be developing skills, like motor skills, they're holding the stick between their legs. They're holding their knees up to their chest. They're jumping over jumps. Like there's so much going on.
Okay. Okay. So it's moved on a long way from the brush head being the horse's head. Right?
Okay. 100%.
But even way back in the day, we also made jumps to jump over in the back garden. We'd go around slapping our arses. Pretending to be horses. Do you remember?
Yep. And it's absolutely, I've done it. And it's still the same. Like my daughter's 10, but she still goes out into the garden. She makes her jumps out of planks of wood. So she stocks up like all the planks of wood at the side. And then she normally uses a brush, like a handle of a brush, still the same across it. She would use anything. So she's gone to the pool noodles, things like that, just so that it's easier. So if she does hit it when she's practicing, if it falls down, that it doesn't hurt her, kind of thing.
She is
using the old broomstick. She uses most of them. She would use a branch off a tree. She would use anything
to jump over.
She can create a jump to jump over. Yeah.
I mean, you can't criticize that if you've children outdoors getting a bit of aerobic exercise, to be fair.
Exactly. You can't criticize it at all. So that's why when I heard that there was a lot of criticism, that's why I wanted to get in contact, was just to say that, like, they're outside. The interest is amazing. They're out in the garden. They're building jumps themselves. Like, I didn't even intervene too much at the start, being like, look, we could make this a little bit more sturdier here. It's everything is in her own head. The imagination is unbelievable.
Does she think when she's jumping and prancing around and doing her thing that she's in on a real horse, or, you know, because the children's imagination can be quite vivid, like.
Yep, 100%. We have the noise, we have the, we have everything. Everything is there, like the same, even when she looks, like even when she ends her jump, like she has a little show and you have to watch it. And at the end of it, then she'll give you a little head tilt, like, you know, the final, like a little bow that she's done, and the whole lot. The imagination is just, it's absolutely amazing.
Okay, but if she's that into it, it begs the question, why isn't she doing it on real horses or ponies?
Yeah, so she will ride a real pony as well.
She got her own pony.
Yeah, she will ride a pony as well. No problem. She has a pony that she leases, and she leases the pony, and she loves real pony riding as well.
And does she have any competitions in the back garden, say, for instance, with her pals on other hobby horses?
Absolutely. If some of the mums hear me speaking now, they'll be laughing, because we at the start, when we first started this, when we realized that it was a real interest, we thought Jesus, is what's going on? You know, like, is this is kind of cool, like, as in that their imagination is this mad, like, and they wanted to meet up and they wanted to have the same color jumpers on, or, you know, the same stuff, so that they could do the show together. And they can have everything, like, they have tiny little ribbon stuff that she ordered. She makes them with knobber ribbon herself. And that one of them comes in first place for this, and then the other comes in first place for something else.
Why would anybody criticize that? Why would anybody just say, you know, this is not sport, or this is not what kids should be doing, and you're a bad mother? What the hell, like? That's insane.
That's what I was literally so confused over yesterday when I heard it. That's why I wanted to reach out, was because I couldn't understand why someone would criticize it. Now, there is a lot online videos out there of people doing it. I would say it's a lot of, maybe it's not in Ireland, is kind of like, there are a lot of people doing hobby horsing, but it would be kind of elsewhere. So I suppose maybe people are watching videos as well. I don't know.
I think there is an organization, though, and there is competition. I was just Googling it this morning as to whether there was any Irish Hobby Horse Association. And there is Competitive Hobby Horsing Ireland on Instagram.
Amazing.
Did you know that?
Nope.
So where do you buy? But these are trolls, right? And trolls will complain about everything and anything because they're cowards and they hide behind keyboards, you know? Mm-hmm. And this started, of course, with the teen who was part of the World Hobby Horse Championships. Who's been called weird online. I mean, why can't people say, go for it, you know, enjoy it? There's an element of gymnastics in this, surely be to God.
There is. There absolutely is. As I said before, when they're jumping, they're tucking their knees like right up into their chest while holding a pole at the same time, so that the horse's head doesn't tilt down. There is a form of technique to it. So there is a form of them using a lot of muscles that they wouldn't use kind of regularly. If you have a child even that's not into gymnastics or not into sport, they are technically using muscles that they wouldn't be using all the time.
Yeah.
So there is a bit of technique to it.
Well, you need to tell Amber that there is an association of hobby horsing in Ireland, and that there are world championships, which recently went on in Finland. And that's what she should aspire to be part of. Where do you buy a horse's head?
So you can kind of get them in a lot of places. Like, you will get the kind of more standard ones in the likes of Smith's and place like that. Then you kind of have your lot of like the equine warehouse, places like that, all kind of like individual little equine shops. Any of your local equine supply store, they generally have them. Lemire would be kind of the newest kind of edition of them. They would be coming out, so they would do kind of a lot of actual horse gear.
Okay,
and horse
so there's
clothing.
An extensive. And where does Amber's horse have a name?
She has quite a few names.
And for the same horse head?
Yeah, no, so she has four horses.
What? Four? Yeah. All their own.
I'll have to send you a photograph of just the four horses.
And which one of the hobby horses is the most competitive one? What's the name of the horse that's really competitive?
Dakota. Yeah, Dakota. Yeah. Dakota would be quite competitive. And she has plans, like her and her mates, they have like lists of like when they train them, what days they train. Like, but even the other creative side of it is what I enjoy the most watching, right? Is she makes she makes their feed, right? So she'll cut it all out of paper, colour it all in. She uses all, you know, the netting that you get from fruit when you buy fruit in the shop, like your oranges and your mandarins. She keeps all those and she puts all their foods that she creates into that, all the stuff she colours and cuts out, has it all laid out. That's their food. It's all in everything. There's another whole artistic side to it that she has all of this created.
Her imagination is on fire as a 10-year-old. Yes. It really is firing.
That's the side of it. That's why when I heard that people criticize stuff like that, it blows my mind, because there's so much in there. Well, there's so much at that age that we should be supporting and all that. And when the criticism comes out, it's a blow and it's so hard. But that's why I reached out yesterday when you were chatting about the moment.
Just stupid people. Listen to me. Listen. When we're trying to get them off phones and smartphones and away from screens and television, why would anybody criticize outdoors activity with your friend? In actual fact, it harbors back to simpler times when people had more pastimes that involved outdoors, you know, and this was something that we all did. There was many other, marbles was another one, Skippy was another one, you know, skipping ropes and things like that, cowboys and Indians, all involving your own imagination.
Yeah, your own imagination and very little to kind of begin with and growing on that imagination yourself, you know, adding in things, you know, like when you're skipping, you just start skipping, but then you add in, like, you're going to skip a little bit further and you're going to now skip and jump over something.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, there's always a kind of a way of growing what you're doing. And it's the same with this kind of thing. It starts off, as you said, back in the day with us, with just a stick, a broom between our legs, running around, jumping up and down, pretending to be a horse.
That's right.
And now it has.
We all thought we were in the Aga Khan up in the RDS.
Yes. And how good of a feeling was that?
It was brilliant.
It was amazing. So as you can imagine, for kids now these days, I suppose they're getting a lot more criticism with the likes of stuff being online and, you know, people saying things and, you know, trying to get an accomplishment. And for someone to knock it down, it just is horrible.
Ignore them. Absolutely. Yeah. You're not paying any attention to them.
Completely,
anyway.
Ignore them. And that's why I wanted to support that lady, just to say that nobody can bash any child's imagination today. Especially when it comes to playing outside, you know, just back to the simple things, outside, playing, making up your own games and developing them and going with it.
I just love it. I'm just delighted to catch up with you this morning and happy birthday to Amber. Before I let you go, though, tell me a little bit about this pet hotel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we're based down outside Yall. So we're open for maybe 6 years. So we're here. So we have an exclusive hotel just for dogs. So it is, we have a doggy daycare school bus. So the school bus picks up in the morning time. It picks up inside in town and then they all come out here to the lovely countryside and we have fun activities on all day, plenty rest, plenty relaxation, a total another day out for your dog. And then they head home on the bus in the evening time. So that's our daycare services. And then for overnight stays, then for hotel, it's very exclusive. They're part of the family where they come here on their holiday stay and have a blast.
They get their own room.
Absolutely. All room. We have nighttime services. We do, like, I have a candlelight run every night. So it's a case of last minute run out for the bathroom, maybe 9, 10 p.m. Right. Kind of our last time where we're out and about. Absolutely. Everybody has their own bedroom, exclusive bedroom.
Do they get room service?
Absolutely.
I mean, how would a dog call up room service?
Generally it's routine. It's like everything here is run on routine. So everything is like feeding everything is the same. Like everything is breakfast served, lunch served, dinner served. So doggies thrive on routine. So everything is by routine.
So if I wanted to book Jack into an overnight stay, right, in the hotel with all of the trimmings, how much would it knock me back?
So it's about €25 a night.
Overnight? That's fantastic.
Yep. €25 overnight. So there's plenty. There's lots of lovely. I could go on a whole tangent now of talking about lots of lovely dog resorts. But dog behaviour is really kind of starting to change here in Ireland. So there's lots of lovely support and lovely kind of trained professionals that are out there having.
And you know the dog hotel. Like resorts. do the dogs then leave a review on TripAdvisor or Reddit and things like that?
Yeah, we get lots of reviews left either on our whichever socials. And it's nice. Some of them come from the owner and some of them come from the owner speaking on behalf of the dog. So it's quite nice.
I had a rough night's sleep. I love your life. I'd love to be inside in your head.
I love my life, dude.
You're in a very happy place. Fair play to you, Ashton. Okay, well, if you want a treat for your dog this summer as you head off yourself, maybe to Tenerife, whatever the case may be, think about sending your doggy off to the Monterey Pet Resort Hotel of a night or for a long weekend. Listen, happy birthday again to Amber. Great to chat. Take care.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. Take care. Bye-bye. Cash Bontis, Neil Prendeville, Red FM. Cora O'Brien.